Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse.
Well, it's that time of week when Frank Sinatra shows up. You know that Joe Farini's not too far away, along with his lovely wife, Cindy, and My Marriage Matters. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
So you hear Tank say that he and his wife, it's 50-50 when it comes to love. Is that the same for the Farinis?
I don't know where I want to go with that one.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that one.
So, I mean, we all have different expectations in marriage, and a lot of people do say that it's got to be 50-50 to work. What do you say?
Well, my very first thought when people say that is I just think, why would you want a half-hearted marriage? I would think we should both put in 100% and just go for the gold and really just make this marriage the best that it can be.
So how do people respond to that? Because technically, Joe, you love math. That's 200%. You can't do that.
No, of course not. But, you know, having a 50-50 marriage, I mean, it sounds good, but the reality is that a 50-50 marriage does not work.
Okay, so why not? Explain to those who are mystified why that doesn't work.
Okay. Well, oftentimes when you're in this situation, you know, giving to each other is really going to be based upon merit. And it usually goes something like this, you know, the couple saying, if you do your part first, then I'll do my part. And I can tell you that they're looking at the situation, their marriage, from their own perspective, their focus. And usually what I find out is most likely the origin of this type of a marriage is that this couple is coming into their marriage with some preconceived ideas based upon their background experiences as to how their marriage should be, what it should look like, you know, what their roles should be. I mean, who's going to do the cooking, who's going to discipline the kids, and who should pay the bills, and so on. But, you know, let me just give you a little simple illustration on this one. In light of our lunar eclipse that we just had last night, I'm going to share an illustration here that demonstrates the dangers of having a 50-50 marriage. And pretend that you're holding up a quarter in your hand, and you go out this morning. If the sun is out shining there in Cleveland, you hold this quarter just right. You can black out that entire sun, even as small as that quarter is. Well, in a relationship, having a 50-50 marriage relationship, as one couple begins, one of the couples is focusing on those things that their spouse is doing or not doing for them. Those things get bigger and bigger and bigger in their minds until eventually all those things eventually eclipse all of the good things why you got married in the first place. And I believe that this tendency flows out of our selfish nature. Mm-hmm. And I believe that ultimately the origin of the 50-50 relationship is one of selfishness. And so we need to begin gaining a different perspective or have a plan in place to overcome those tendencies.
Well, and you know, as couples come to discover this, because I love what you're saying, you could run into a situation where somebody is giving 100% because they feel called by Christ to do so, but their spouse does not believe in the philosophy and is receiving really well but not giving back. So what do you do?
Well, that's imbalance. And I think absolutely, and I think that happens a lot. I think we start to just have this what Joe mentioned, you know, giving becomes based on merit. So, you know, if my husband doesn't do, and then list whatever it is that you want, if he doesn't do this, then I am just not going to go and do that for him. And I think then it becomes this whole thing of withholding from each other. And I think that becomes a big danger in marriage. And I think that's where a lot of people, you know, you don't remember where it was where that first started. And pretty soon it builds up and it builds up and it builds up. And then before long, you just don't want to do anything for each other anymore. And I think that becomes really dangerous.
So then how does a couple fix this if they're fearful their motives have been more of a loving you first and unconditionally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think they need to understand that there is a plan in place that that will provide them with the right environment to help a thriving marriage become a reality. And that plan is God's plan. You know, couples just need to have a better understanding as to why God created marriage in the first place. You know, one of the main purposes for marriage is that our marriage is to be a reflection of who God is. That is, in other words, our marriage should mirror God's image. And our marriage, in other words, should be a reflection of who he is and what he expects of us individually and as a married couple. And I assure you, Brian, that God does not believe in the 50-50 plan. I mean, he expects his followers, he expects his disciples to be unconditionally, irrevocably surrendered to the Lordship of Christ. And so the question becomes, you know, is that true of me individually, but is that also true of my marriage as well?
Yeah, because, you know, there's nothing like marriage to show ourselves a mirror of our own selfishness. That's kind of where I had it first exposed to me. I was like, wow, I'm pretty selfish. Once I got married and realized that I'm supposed to put her first, it was hard to do that. I don't know if you struggled, Joe, but I did.
Sure.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a reality. I mean, that really goes counterculture to everything our culture says. You know, where it's kind of a cutthroat type environment out there in the real world, and so we're always, you know, we can't help but bring that type of thinking into our marriage relationships and into all of our relationships, and so we need to begin to. Take on, if you will, you know, that image of what Christ has given us to reflect to the world.
And I would just like to add that, you know, when Jesus went to the cross, he gave 100%. And when we are then asked to, when we commit to Christ, we're really asking to be totally surrendered to him. And I think that's what happens in marriage too. We are to be totally surrendered in marriage. Now, I don't want to give any indication that we're talking about, you know, taking abuse or any of that sort of thing. We're talking about wanting a good, healthy, thriving marriage.
Good.
And that's the importance. But in my marriage, and not that we do it perfectly, Joe and I have many times where, you know, we're upset with each other or things didn't go a certain way, or, you know, we're not here saying like, oh, our marriage is perfect, so do it like us. We're here saying we've made some mistakes. And so we become a good example, I think, to be able to say, this is how we've learned and this is what we need to do. But I think for me in my marriage, I want to give it my all, and I don't want to look back at any time. We're going on 40 years. I don't want to go into my 40th year of marriage and say I have regrets. I want to look back and say, you know what? I gave it my all. I gave it 100%. And those times that I don't, those are perfect opportunities for my husband or for me to come to one another and say, I am so sorry. I blew it, you know? Yeah. And we do. That's our human nature. We are all selfish in our human nature. Just as God gave his own life, that's how we are to give in our marriage. And we're being asked to give each other to our spouse. We're asked to do that in our vows.
Great thoughts. Exactly. It's 7:18. It's almost time for us to say goodbye. Any final thoughts for us, Cindy?
Well, I just feel like marriage is just a great opportunity to be grace-filled. And we can't do that unless we are really willing to put in the effort. And I think when people don't put in the effort, that's when they're going to find themselves in trouble. And I think Joe might have one more closing thought.
Yeah, and just to piggyback on what Cindy's just saying there is that, you know, if you are in a marriage situation where you are in this 50-50 relationship where there's not a sacrificial love for each other, please know that as it relates to your marriage, that you can, if you will, teach old dogs new tricks. By God's grace, and that's what Cindy was talking about here, he does provide us the ability to change and to grow, one, in our relationship with him, number one, but also in our relationship with each other. But there must be a very sincere, genuine effort to want to change. And that's the problem. That's the rub, is that the status quo in a 50-50 marriage relationship is never acceptable. And so if we want to pursue oneness in our marriage, to which I believe we are called to in our marriage relationship, then we need to be all in on this one, 100% committed to God and to each other. And Cindy, your hands up.
Yeah. Real quick, I just want to say, too, Leonard gave a great example, too, of like, well, my wife does maybe finances or something, and I don't do it to the same percentage she does. And I think those are part of our giftings. So, you know, Joe doesn't do a lot in terms of doing the bills and all that sort of thing, because that's more my thing. And so I think we learn that dance in marriage. But I bet if our spouse gets sick or something, we're going to jump in and we're going to 100% be behind them and help them do what they're doing. So, you know, I think we're kind of talking about two different things, but we also have to realize that some of our giftings make it such that we put more into that area in our marriage. But I'm sure, because I've heard Tanks talk a lot of times, and I know he's a man who is responsible in his marriage.
Pretty much.
He does what he knows is right in his marriage.
Oh, yeah.
And that's giving 100%.
That's right.
That's right. Hey, it's 7:20. We've been having a great conversation with Joe and Cindy Farini. Their weekly My Marriage Matters segment happens each week this half hour on Mondays. For more information, you can search for them online, joefarini.com. or CindyFarini.com, and find them on Facebook to stay updated and also get them some topic ideas, whatever you'd like. Just search for them on Facebook. They are called My Marriage Matters. Sound great, you two. Thanks again for your time today. That's good. We always appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Right. Have a great day.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.